Radio 1 podcasts.
BBC Radio 1.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, let's see how I sound today. Oh, still a bit weird. Thank you, Greg Actual James. Oh, we need an actual box now. And stop saying it so much. It's overtaken amazing is the new word that I'm overusing. Do I sound better or worse today? Am I still in the sexy face?
Oh, no, it's a bit more nasal now.
Me. Hope you're right this afternoon. This is Scott Mills. I'm going to play Katie B, that brilliant new Bombay Bicycle Club tune, and Plain White Tees before 4:30. At 5, Mr. Ollie Murs will be here.
BBC Radio 1 podcast.
Got a full team today, almost, apart from one that doesn't speak. Chris is here.
Yes.
Yes. Becky's here.
Hello.
Yeah, hi.
Hi.
Hi. Oh, God. Right, Murs is on at 5 o'clock. Not seen him for a while.
Radio 1 podcasts.
So, Becky's here, Chris is here. Hi.
Hiya.
Hello.
Hi. Ollie Murs at 5 o'clock this afternoon. Me and Chris were just discussing his obsession with late-night trash TV. Now, I also love trash television, but I like the more daytime stuff, the stuff that's on the E! Channel. Like, you know, I can happily sit through a whole Kardashians marathon. And Fern Cotton, me and her bond on this all the time. We could easily, it's like nothing ever happens in them, but you could easily sit there and watch it all day. Chris is more into the ones that are on at about 2 o'clock on Viva.
Yeah, exactly.
They're always on Viva or on, sometimes on 4Music.
That's the one, yeah.
Yeah. And it's things like, what was that one you were into for a while with Brett Michaels?
Yeah, Rock of Love. It was my favourite.
But weren't there like 5 series of that, all trying to find him a woman?
Yeah, yeah, and they got better with time.
Right.
It was. But I love it.
I often get texts at 2 a.m. from him going, "Millsy, this episode of Rock of Love, get involved."
Yeah.
So I'm in bed.
Well,
what yeah. others are you into at the moment or have been?
Right, yesterday I was watching Balls of Steel Australia.
What is that?
It's mate, I cannot believe you haven't seen this show. It's my absolute favourite.
But I do like getting your recommendations on these things because what I will do is I will record them and then I will watch them. So
we need to get on the British one first.
Right.
And then you need to move to Australia, you see. I mean, just watch the Australia one. It's brilliant.
Becky's too scared of these shows.
Well, yeah, I tend not to turn it on like late at night anymore because the other night I turned it on and that bloke off the paparazzi show had those fake abs. And
oh,
that
God.
Was enough. Like, seriously, I didn't need to see that.
Is that on Big Brother? I haven't seen any
of
that yet.
Is he called Mr. Paparazzi?
Oh, is he Australian?
Yeah.
And he's got the pink hair.
Yeah. And I turned it on and he's naked and I was like, oh my God, what is going on?
Because he's quite a big lad, right?
Yeah. Mm. And then he starts to explain that although he's quite, like, you know, he's not thin.
He's got a bit of a gun on him.
He has. But he's got these, like, sort of stitched-in implants.
Yeah, where can you get them?
Well, I don't know.
What
I've
do you
seen
mean?
Some plastic surgeon. It's like they've sewn in a, like Chris said, like some sort of egg carton.
I've never heard of that.
So he's, like, a little bit chubby, but then he's got, like, a six-pack, which kind of goes out like a beer belly at the same time.
That is so weird. So they haven't drawn them on, because you can draw them on.
Yeah, and it's not one of those fake ones that you get for, like, parties.
Right.
Not that I have ever been to a party with a fake six-pack.
It looks more realistic than the ones you can get that are just plastic and just kind of tie onto you.
Well, no, not more realistic, not really, no.
Oh.
Same, but it's this. Not.
I look more realistic in my Batman outfit.
Wow.
That was good abs.
So, what else was the other one you were on about? Was it Tila Tequila a while ago?
Yeah.
I like all these recommendations for these shows that you wouldn't normally necessarily watch.
All late night, though. And then the new one for me, again, following on Channel 5, Gavin Henson's The Bachelor.
What is this?
It's ridiculous. It is absolutely... This is a past rugby star who everyone knows his tabloid stuff, but he's now The Bachelor. Loads of women. He's got to find one.
I've seen the American one, but the American one isn't a celebrity or anyone famous in any way. It's just a normal bloke who's normally a bit of a hunk. And then on the American one, girls just line up to meet him and impress him. Mm. Is this the same thing?
It's exactly that.
Only with Gavin Henson, he used to be off of Charlotte Church.
You need to get on this. You really need to get on this.
And are they all like, oh, all right, Gavin, hi. I think you're so great.
The girls as well, they're just, the whole thing's bizarre. You need to see it.
Okay. When's it on next? Do you know? It's on this. Was it not one? The first one was after the Celebrity Big Brother,
that's
was it?
That's it, yeah.
Okay, so that'll be next. This Thursday or Friday.
I don't know, I'm going to be asleep.
You won't. You won't watch any of these.
You need to get on it.
Although, right. From the text, I'm so taping Balls of Steel.
Why?
Because everyone says it's amazing.
Okay, good. Right, thanks for the recommendations. Radio 1 Podcast. Kendra is another good one. And Hogan Knows Best. That was a good one. There's loads on MTV as well. We're just talking about the shows that you wouldn't necessarily watch first, but are actual late-night genius. The ones that, you know, like Rock of Love. Not everybody watches them, but... For the youngsters, for among us, like you, Chris, it's really good. Yeah, MTV, Viva, 4Music, Late at Night, just gets brilliant. Someone's saying I should do one. Yeah. What, like me be in one?
Yeah. Mary wants one of your life.
What would I do?
Just like she says, where the viewers get an insight into your fake tanned life.
Like, my life's quite dull, apart from last week when it was like Joey Essex and Nigerian drag queens, The Hoff, Edith in a Coffin. But that wasn't a normal week. That was an Edinburgh Festival week. My life, well, let's see what I've done today. I went to Tesco.
What did you buy?
I bought some fat-free yoghurt and some chicken. Right. Then I went back home, just had a little tidy up, did some washing up. Put some bins out.
You see,
came
now,
to work
at 4:20. This is dull as, but like, come back to me at 1:30 in the morning when I can't sleep.
Do you reckon?
I might be into this.
Maybe that's what it is. It's that thing of like, you need something to switch your brain off at that time of night. And my life really would do that for you.
BBC Radio 1 Podcast.
Getting so many good suggestions from you lot of late night TV that I can watch. There's so many. Holiday Showdown isn't a late night one, but they need to bring that back. That is brilliant. Have you seen that? That's such a good one.
Is that the one where they go on the opposite holiday to the one they would...
Yeah, they'd normally go on.
Yes.
Two families.
Like a camping family would go on like a ski trip.
Yeah, and normally they all hate it. That's brilliant. My Big Wedding on D-Max, that's quite good. There's loads of things coming in, which I'm going to set my planner up with tonight, and I'm going to have a whole feast of watching, because I'm going to be bored of watching like normal programmes on TV.
You are actually rubbing your hands in excitement.
I'm really excited about
it. No one does that in real life.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Hey, what about that time where I ate all that chicken, the whole pack of it, in the supermarket car park? That would be quite good for my first episode of my show. They can be on at like 3 a.m. on a channel you've never heard of.
Was that when you ate 24 hot wings straight out of the box?
Yeah, and like a million people viewed it on our Facebook page.
And you had it all around your mouth, and then those people came over and asking for autographs.
Yeah, that's right. It wasn't... All right, it was a low time. We don't really need to revisit it, do we? But yes, it was. A whole box of chicken wings. That's right. It's fine. Right, Ollie Murr's coming in at 5 o'clock. And also, Chris has been out doing a little experiment for me today, which went well. Radio 1 Podcast. Lots of people going, where's your free downloads? Where are they? Is the one up from yesterday's show yet?
Well, there should be. I don't know if it's gone through to the iTunes thingy yet, because it does take a while.
Oh, the iTunes thingy.
Yeah?
Yeah, sometimes it takes a while.
You know?
So do keep checking back. But, we are doing the free download still. We just didn't do them when we were in Edinburgh because Becky's too heavy.
No, I'm not. I sort of
made
it's too heavy.
Becky's podcast machine is too heavy. That's what people thought I said yesterday, that Becky was too heavy, so we couldn't do it. I meant the podcast machine. It's very cumbersome. You couldn't get that on a train. But now they're back. So you should download it now for free. And everyone on Twitter and Facebook going, where are they? I'm going on holiday soon. I need to stock up on them. They're back today. It's all fine. Now, you know this advert on TV, and there's very various different versions of it for that dating website where they kind of start up an accidental duet. I'll play you a bit of it now.
I like...
old movies.
It's been on for a while.
Like The Godfather.
3.
It's not considered the best one.
But that's just me.
That's just me.
I find it actually a bit annoying. Do you?
I do, yeah. Oh.
Now, well, they're made for each other, aren't they?
Well, they are. They
can
are.
Be annoying together.
They are. MFEO. They really are. So there's one in a music shop where they're singing about The Godfather 3, that one. And then there's been a newer one recently where the bloke's on the platform. Everyone's seen this. And he just starts singing to a girl on the other side of the platform. And then a train comes and you think, oh no, she's gone. He's missed his chance. But then the train goes and there she is, sat next to him. Ah, and then they are also made for each other, MFEO. So both times it worked, didn't it?
Yeah,
made
unbelievably.
For each other.
Made for MF. Yeah, right, okay, yeah.
Yeah.
You just looked a bit confused there.
Yeah, that's what it stands for.
Yeah.
Now, Chris, obviously you have a girlfriend already that you're very happy with.
Right.
But also...
Why do you say it like that? No, you
you're supposed to say yes.
No, but when you say, Chris, you have a girlfriend that you're obviously very happy with, like, you make out that he's not, but you're saying that he is for the radio.
Well, then he made it worse by going, right.
Right.
Yeah, that was actually, so scripted between the two of you.
No commitment there at all. So, Chris... Okay, let's do it again, let's do it again.
Right, okay, this time, pretend...
With like, feeling.
Just do it properly.
Right.
Chris, I'm...
You do love her, don't you, Chris?
Chris, you know your girlfriend is really nice. I've met her.
Yeah.
Right. She is lovely.
Yeah.
And you're going out with her and everything.
Yeah.
So, and you're happy with that?
Yeah.
Yeah, cool. That's better, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And...
She'll be loving that.
Yeah. But that doesn't stop Chris from doing an experiment, because I want him to see if this actually works. So today, probably, well, one of the most humiliating things he's done for this show so far, Chris, eh?
Yeah, it's up there. Definitely.
So what did you have to do?
So I went off to a busy train station in London to give this idea that you can sing to someone on the other platform a go, and we'll see if they go for me, really.
Right. See if they go for me. So what song did you do?
So I made up my own, sort of a mixture of the two, and I named it Girl on the Platform Looks Hungry.
Oh.
Well, it's about food.
Yeah, basically. Right.
Well, it worked in all those adverts, but will it work with Chris? So where are you now? You're on a platform, are you?
Yeah, busy train station in central London.
Let's hear it.
My name is Chris. I like Watford FC. I'm 24 years old and I like a curry.
Right, your guitar is rubbish.
Couldn't find a guitar, had to make do with your... Is it Matthew Morrison? The guy from Glee?
Yeah.
His ukulele.
Oh, did you know that off my desk?
I did, yeah.
Okay, good. It's out of tune.
Do you like chicken boona? Or are you a masala queen? I'll give you a korma or a chicken tikka biryani.
Good. Loads of people are saying that girl on the advert, Blake's, couldn't have got across that bridge between the platforms so quickly. Don't spoil it. It's TV. It's just made for TV, you know. Okay, so that was... Anyone doing anything on the platform at this stage?
Not
Did
really.
You aim it at one person?
I sort of... no, I didn't. For that one, I just sort of went for the whole other platform to see... Well, just increase the chances, really.
Is it going well at this point?
Not really.
No.
Maybe you're a mixed grill. Let's go for a naan and we'll see.
You're a mixed grill.
What does that even mean? Is that flattering or not?
I don't know.
I think that's an insult.
I like Peshwari, but that's just me. That's just me.
No, still nothing.
Nothing.
Right.
Didn't work.
Right.
Maybe it was the song All About Curry.
That's just me. It really is just you, isn't it?
It was, yeah.
Not even any kind of applause.
No, not right. Really.
No money, like you were a busker? No one giving you a pound to go away?
Nothing.
Oh, but it worked so well in the ads.
Yeah, well, yeah, not for me.
Did you have any kind of backup song?
I did, yes. I wrote another one just in case that didn't work.
So you took two songs out with you?
Yeah.
Prepared. I like it. And what's this one about?
Food.
Food again?
Yeah.
Okay.
My name is Chris.
Oh, my God, you've gone really much busier place now. Right, okay, so you're belting this one out.
My name is Chris. I like Watford FC. I'm 24 years old and I like your Chinese. You look like you enjoy a buffet.
No, you can't say that to a girl.
That's like saying you look fat.
Really?
You can't say you look like you enjoy a buffet.
That's like...
I like it you're competing with the announcement as well. This train will stop at... Chinese.
Ideally, I would have done it on those announcements.
You look like you enjoy a buffet. I may be in luck. Sweet and sour chicken balls. Then maybe...
Right, can we stop that now, please?
No, it's all fine.
Is it, though?
Definitely, I promise.
You promise me?
Yeah.
Play
it.
Okay. You look like you enjoy a buffet. I may be in luck.
Oh,
sweet and sour chicken balls. Then maybe a duck. We can eat some prawn crackers or some beef Szechuan, something styly.
Szechuan.
I like the king prawns. That's just me.
That's just me.
A lot of people saying if Sarah Cox had been on that platform, she'd really? Have been up for it.
True.
Also, with that loud announcement and the really loud trains, you're not going to get anyone. They wouldn't be able to hear you.
There was no results. Nothing happened. But again, annoying.
So where'd you go next?
Next one, I decided to be... I went on the train.
Oh, on the train.
One. Yeah, so actually on the train.
So
that's
captive audience, they couldn't escape.
That's a lot more intimate. Mm. Let's hear how that went.
Maybe you're a mixed squirrel.
What does that mean?
Let's go for a naan and we'll see. I like Peshwari, but that's just me.
The next station is Baker Street. Change for the Bakerloo, Tivoli and Metropolitan Line.
Anyone want a date?
Desperate.
No.
I liked the lady announcer coming in at the end of your bit. That was really well timed.
She just popped up out of nowhere. Mm. Is she like your equivalent of Ludacris? You know, like those people that get like Rent-A-Rap, where like Ludacris just pops up mid-song and then like...
You do the main bit and then he comes in going...
Yeah, a bit like that.
I like it towards the end. You got so desperate you just went, does anyone want a date?
Mm. And you got a lot more kind of forward after that, right?
Yeah, I did. I decided to go more direct.
Excuse me, can I sing you a song?
Yeah, go for it.
So you're now actually asking first if you can sing a song to them?
Yeah.
Okay.
My name is Chris, I like Watford FC, I'm 24 years old, and I like a Chinese. You look like you enjoy a buffet.
Can't say that!
I may be in luck, sweet and sour chicken balls, then we can go for a duck. We can eat some prawn crackers or some beef Schweckermann style.
Szechuan.
I like Kung Pao King prawns. But that's just me. That's just me.
That was beautiful. Thank you very much.
Did you enjoy that?
I loved it, yeah.
Do you want to go on a date?
Where? I live in Leeds. So if you want to come to Leeds.
Chinese buffet?
There's lots of good Chinese buffets in Leeds, yeah.
Leeds?
Yeah.
Nice dog.
Thanks.
What did you say at the end?
A nice dog, yes, sorry, there's no context on this. She was carrying a small dog.
Nice dog.
She ever not one of those annoying dogs in bags, did she?
No, just carrying a little dog.
Oh. Well, I think, though, that did work. I mean, you had to kind of push it a bit and say, you know, can I sing you a song and then do you fancy a date? But if next time you're in Leeds, if you were single, that would definitely be on. I think I've covered everything there, haven't I?
Well done.
I think it'll be fine.
Anyone's offended.
There's a lot of people after that wondering how Chris has got a girlfriend in the first place.
Yeah. A lot of people are loving that very much.
Wicked.
You look like a mixed grill.
Maybe you're a mixed grill.
Oh, no, it wasn't. You look like a mixed grill.
You look like a mixed grill? How rude.
Maybe you're a mixed grill. Sorry, got the lyrics wrong. Radio 1 Podcast. Ollie Murs.
Woohoo!
Hello.
Good to be back, Scott.
How
good
are
to
you?
Be back in it. I'm very good, thanks. How are you?
I'm very good. It's lovely to see you.
I haven't seen you in ages.
I know.
Apart from I saw you in Camden, didn't I? A few weeks ago.
Let's not mention that.
Yeah, we won't mention that night, but yeah.
So...
Sorry, why? What happened?
Oh, nothing.
Nothing. He was just a little bit drunk.
Anyway.
Scott Mills in wine shocker.
I know. Who'd have thought?
But he was good, lad. He was good.
We... wanted you to be in Edinburgh with us last week because we had such a laugh. And I actually did say at one point, oh, I wish Ollie Murs was here because he'd actually love it. We did this thing called the Fun and Filth Cabaret. We had the Hoff on.
Yeah.
We had Joey Essex.
Yeah.
He didn't know what was going on.
I can imagine. Yeah.
We had Dappy.
Daffy, cool.
And loads of kind of brilliant acts appearing at the festival. Really weird stuff. I'm going to show you one in a minute, which you'll particularly enjoy, which is Joey Essex being... sang to by a large Nigerian drag queen. Nigerian
drag queen combination there.
Is wearing yellow hot pants and does "Nothing Compares to You" while sat on Joey Essex's knee. That could have been you.
It could have been me.
Gutted you missed it.
Oh, why are you rubbing it in?
Well, I did ask, but you were too busy. Because,
I was at boot camp Extra Factor, so
I know.
I couldn't get out of
that. I knew that you were doing a lot of Extra Factor stuff. I mean... I was convinced there were two Lady Gagas for a while. I now think there are at least three Ollie Murs Because you are actually everywhere. Well, I see all your tweets like, well, you're doing your own gigs. You're like, I'm at V Festival doing Extra Factor. Then you're at the United match. And it's not actually possible for one person to be in as many places as you are.
I travel a lot. I don't know how I get to go to all these things, but no, it has been a crazy couple of months for me. I've got to say, since we come back from the trek, it's just been full on writing the album, getting the album out. So now doing the Extra Factor, doing my tour, doing the JLS tour.
Yeah.
It's been a big, been crazy, but do you know what? I'm loving every minute of it, and I'm really enjoying my new job on the Extra Factor, funny enough. And now with the single out this week, it's just been brilliant. Yeah. So I'm having a good time.
How are you ever going to fit a girlfriend in?
Everyone always asks that.
How are you, though?
I'm great. I've enjoyed being single, you know. Of course,
diary does not permit a girlfriend.
It doesn't, does it? So
your people are going, no, it doesn't.
No, it doesn't. We don't want him to get a girlfriend. I'm happy on my own. It's good. I make sense of my life on my own. It's much easier. It's less complicated with that woman in it.
Have you been cracking onto Flack at all?
Everyone keeps asking me. It's all I keep getting since the weekend.
It looks like on TV that there's a bit of chemistry there.
There's a little bit. It's always a nice little bit of a flirt, isn't there? There's nothing wrong with that. Is there, Scott?
Is she flirting back?
I think so. She's probably listening to this right now. Hi, Caroline. Yeah, we're good. We've got great chemistry. I love that, though. We get on really well. Who knows? You never know.
Wow.
Are you saying something might happen?
You never know.
Something already happened.
No.
Let's look at his face a bit more.
Merce, look me in the eye.
I'm looking you in the eye. Nothing has happened. I'm staring at you right now.
I believe you.
No, nothing's happened. We get on really, really well. It's a great chemistry between us, and it's good to have that on camera, you know?
Even though when the first link that you did, she was folding her arms, I thought, well, that's quite bad body language.
Oh, was she really?
She was like walking. It was really weird. You were kind of walking in your tight trousers, you'd always do, and she was like walking. She was kind of walking ahead with her arms folded.
Was that the opening link?
Yeah.
This is the Extra Factor. Britain, are you ready?
Yeah, all that.
She's ready. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm ready. Everyone's ready.
I didn't notice that.
Yeah, watch it back.
I'm gonna watch it back now. I'm gonna have words with her about that.
Kelly Rowland, been cracking onto her?
I wouldn't mind to. She's gorgeous.
Yeah. Chalisa?
A bit worried about Chalisa. I do really like her, but she's got Fraser and Dappy there in her corner. I'm a bit scared.
Dappy's all right.
He's all right.
We spent a lovely evening with him last week in Edinburgh.
Yeah, well, he's a bit worried about Chalisa, but did you watch the show? Did you like the show the weekend?
I loved the show. Becky hasn't seen it yet.
Haven't seen it yet?
I know. Chris thought it was great as well.
Yeah, I love it.
You enjoy it?
Yeah, really good.
What was your best bit?
My best bit was probably George at the end.
Oh, my God, that was just...
What was that?
I mean, I was unfortunately... Me and Caroline wasn't there at the side of stage to see that, because we're doing a lot of Edge of Action now. We actually missed that bit. I don't know where I was. I don't know if I was not there or not, but it was just crazy, wasn't it? It was just like... You know, but then I think that's a good to see that side of the show, because, you know, people do take no's in a bad way, you know.
Yeah. I just think...
What are you laughing at? You've been working too hard, because you actually did just say, I don't know if I was there or not.
No, I can't remember if... No, but on the audition processes, because I was on tour, I didn't know if I was there. I wasn't there.
There's three of him. He's in, he's out, he's in, he has.
I love you laughing at that. No, because I was on tour, some parts of the show I wasn't there, and Caroline had to do it on her own, bless her.
Yeah, I saw your tweets about that.
Yeah, so that was why. I'm not too sure if I met George, but I remember him from Double Trouble. Is it Double Trouble?
Yeah, Triple Trouble.
Triple Trouble, that's the one.
I think you'd remember if you met George, Merz.
Yeah, he was quite violent, wasn't he?
Well, he was a bit, yeah. He was rude.
Scary, wasn't he?
But no, I think the whole thing has freshened it up completely. I think it's been really, really
good. What did you think of Frankie Kokoza and his tattoos?
Yeah. I mean, already some great, great characters.
Hey, come on, there's only one cheeky chappy on the X Factor this year.
That's right.
That's not me, but...
No.
He's got seven tattoos of women's names on his bum.
I know, brilliant. That is the kind of thing you would do, though.
No, I'm not that bad. I would never do that.
Well, okay, a few years ago you would have.
No.
Yeah, you would.
Maybe.
You so would have.
Well, it's really cheeky for an 18-year-old to have that anyway. Anyway.
Right, anyway, so you're really enjoying doing Extra Factor.
No, it's great fun. It's really good, and like I say, it's been a great experience. I mean, the live shows is going to be a big one for me. Because obviously it's all live, and I'm not a presenter. I've never done it before, but I'm enjoying it. I'm enjoying the challenge. And you've got someone like Caroline next to you who's just...
She's good.
She's just so experienced. She knows exactly what she's doing. And Dermot's great as well. Dermot's brilliant. So, it's good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Caroline Flack, experienced
little,
and knows exactly what she's doing.
In there.
It's all fine.
You're all trying to dig.
No,
you and
I'm
Caroline
absolutely not.
Together.
I'm not. On the show, yes. Are you important enough to get your own helicopter yet?
No, I was a bit... And, do you know, me and Caroline were like, oh, we do the corridor shot.
Yeah.
And they get the helicopter shot.
Yeah, the ones on the start of the show. Yeah, where you look really cool, like with sunglasses on, like in a helicopter. You don't get that.
No, we don't. No, 100% we didn't get that. No, I wish we did. That'd have been really cool, wouldn't it? We just got the... Yeah, can you walk down the corridor and we'll just... to the stage. It's like, all right, great. It was good, though.
Here's another question.
Yeah.
Do you and Dermot have a secret competition going on that we don't know about as viewers, where you bet each other who can wear the tightest trousers on television?
Do you reckon?
Absolutely. Because I think there's a secret bet going on. And to be honest, it's distracting, Ollie.
Is that my phone? I apologise.
It's yours.
That must have been me tweeting to say I was on the show.
It's probably Caroline Flack. Anyway, go on.
Caroline's like, yeah, I'm listening in, Ollie. Do you know what? Can I just... I don't tend to wear tight... I mean, I do wear tight trousers. I don't mean to wear tight trousers. How can I explain this? I like to wear skinny jeans.
Yes.
Like, a lot of guys do now, you know. Mm-hmm. Not everyone likes to wear them. I like to wear them.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, I've got quite big thighs, so it kind of... It does make them a little bit more tighter than normal, and kind of... That's why they look a bit tighter in other places, which I tend not to, but unfortunately, that's what happens, and I apologise to everyone that's offended by the skinny trousers. I'm going to change.
I don't think offended is the word. It's more distracting. Is for some people.
I'm ready to change.
No, don't. If no. You're, you like wearing what you wear, you look good in what you wear.
What do you think?
I'm just going to see if you got. Oh, they're quite baggy today.
They're fine.
Today.
Baggy ones. Yeah. He just saves his tight ones for TV.
I don't know. But yeah, you know, I do get a lot of people wear on
Dermot's
the show.
Got no excuse. His thighs aren't big. And they're tight as.
Do you reckon? I've never noticed that in Dermot.
You'll notice it now.
Maybe
why
I'm
are you staring so much at these boys'
you
trousers?
Can't help it. It's just their awareness is on as soon as... Especially if you've got a big TV.
Gosh, within 50... Yeah. Say something.
Do you mean?
50-inch TVs, yeah.
Now, I did this test with One Direction recently, and I'd like to do it with you as well.
Yes,
it's just to see how things have changed since you became a famous, okay?
Okay, perfect, yeah.
Do you still have that beat old up car that you were talking about on the track?
Still have the Fiat. The only problem is that I'm still waiting for it to be fixed. So if the guy is listening, whoever's fixing that car is doing a I don't know what kind of job he's doing, but he's had it since December the 18th or something last year.
I'm not being funny, right?
And it's still been when we 9 months since
when we were on the Comic Relief Desert trek. You were going on about the Fiat and how it had not been repaired. Now that was probably February. It's now August.
I know.
It's taking nearly a year.
And it hasn't been done yet. So
get yourself a Porsche.
I haven't got any form of transport. I'm using my dad's old Volkswagen at the moment.
What Fiat is it again?
It's a Fiat Cinquecento. You know the one at
Cinquecento.
Cinquecento. You know the one at the in-betweeners? I've got the red one.
I love that.
It's a great car.
Well, obviously not.
It's not a great car now, but if the guy can, you know, pull his finger out, then I'll be, you know.
Don't say the name of the company. Do you know his name?
I don't know his name or the company.
Dave. Finger out. Or Steve.
Steve. Yeah. It's probably a Steve or a Dave.
How often do you have massages to relieve the stress that being Ollie Murs brings to your life?
I rarely have a massage.
How often?
I haven't had a massage ever.
Have you not? Ever?
Not ever. I've had a massage, but not, you know, not recently.
All right.
Never had... What sort of massage are you talking about here?
There's only one type of massage, and that's Swedish.
Yeah, but there's different types, isn't there? Like,
I see. Right, I'm hot stone, deep tissue.
I've never had I haven't had a massage in a while.
Good. What face do you pull when you are having one? Just for the people on the webcam. We do this on the show quite a lot, massage face.
Oh, that's nice. Oh, yeah, just that corner.
Here's mine.
You're like, you're yawning.
Yeah. That's going to be...
Okay.
Good, right, next.
Next question.
Next question, I'll move on. I've got loads of questions about massages.
Oh, come on.
Do you ever do your own food shopping?
Yes, always.
Still?
Yes.
So you're still around Sainsbury's with a trolley?
Yes.
Love that.
I'm one of these ones like I don't really need that much, so I can just do it with my hands. And then as I get round, I then realise that I needed a basket. And then it's all the way over the other side of the building. I'm like, God.
Yeah.
Do you
go self service or are you all about the cashiers?
Always. I mean, I don't mind the self service.
No,
actually.
I find them annoying, don't you?
No, I quite like them.
No, I don't want to call for assistance. I've done nothing wrong.
Yeah, no, true.
There is a problem in the bagging area.
There is a problem with that sometimes, but it's so much quicker, isn't it? You just go up there, do it, Yeah. I just think it's really clever how they know that you haven't put it, you haven't scanned it. They're like, there's something in the bag. And you're like, how did you know that I kept that in there for a secret? You know, you've moved it, like you get a pack of chewing gum, you just move it around and put it in the bit just to check. And then all of a sudden it already knows that you've done that. It's
clever, isn't it?
Clever.
It's clever. Yeah. More Am I Normal or Not?
Not that I steal any chewing gum, by the way.
No, no.
Just in case anyone, no. Next time I'm in one of the big retailers, they sort of drag me to the side to check my
Show pockets. Me your receipt.
Yeah.
Have you started eating sushi and actually liking it yet?
No, I haven't. Still haven't tried sushi.
My God, you're so normal. One Direction are all over the sushi now.
No, everyone's telling me about sushi. I've been told about this so many times. Even the desert trek, everyone was like, oh, I could really do a nice pot of sushi.
I didn't say that.
Yeah, I know it wasn't you.
No.
But I need to go to a sushi bar, but I've never really gone. No one's ever invited me.
So normal, isn't he? I like that.
But no, I really want to go. But it's just getting the... I know what's going to happen. I'm going to get a date. She's going to be like, I really want to go to a sushi bar. I'm like, yeah, okay, let's go. I'll go to the sushi bar. I'm going to be sick or something. It's going to be
probably
the worst night of my life.
I just don't think you're going to like it.
I'm going to be on the toilet all night or something. Oh, no. It'd be like the worst. I can just imagine the headline of the paper or like in the... Went out on a day of Ollie Murs. It was horrendous. He was sick all over me. Went to the toilet. Yeah.
Do you ever wake up and forget which country you're in?
No, because I don't ever really go abroad that much. Everything's based in the UK that I do.
Okay.
So I'm sure in the next few weeks, we're doing Judge's Houses, so I'm sure I'm going to be a little bit lost.
Oh, yeah, is that coming up, is it?
Yes, I'm leaving tomorrow, actually.
Where are you going?
I can't tell ya.
Is it somewhere good?
I don't know, give me a
okay,
question. See if I'm good at this yes or no game, because I'm terrible at it.
Is it the Caribbean?
No.
Is it America?
Not yet.
Have you picked the short straw and had to go to Ireland?
No. I'm not playing this game because I'll get told off.
Okay.
But yeah, we're Judge's Houses starts tomorrow. So.
I always feel a bit sorry for those people. It's like, you're going to... Barbados, the Simon's mansion, and now you're going to Louis' two-bedroom flat in Ireland.
I think that's kind of exciting, though, when you think, because obviously the show's just started I've got this secret information that I can't tell people what's going on.
But you, surely...
I already know what's happening on the show, and it's like, oh, it's exciting, quite cool to be a part of it this year, so I know everything that's going on.
So you know who's gone through.
I do know who's gone through, yeah.
How much would it take for me to bribe you to tell us?
I think it'll be on.
I think I will. He's cracking under the pressure.
He so will.
I'm the worst person at trying to keep a secret. It's like, just don't. I need to get back to having a straight face, because then I won't give anything away.
But how do you do this? Because, you know, you're a nice bloke. It must, in conversation, come up with your mates, and then you'll be like, I can't tell you.
Yeah, no, that's all. Because the thing about it is, these days, it's the social networks, isn't it? I mean, that's the problem. It's like, oh, I've just been chatting to Ollie, and he's going to that tomorrow.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, oh, all of a sudden, everyone knows where I'm going, you know, and it can be on Twitter and all sorts straight away. So
you have to be really careful.
Really?
But you haven't slipped up yet, have you?
I don't know. Now you're questioning. Now I'm thinking, did I tell someone today that I shouldn't have done? Oh, God.
Oh, God. Right, let's move on from that.
Yeah. But no, it's. I mean, like I say, I'm really happy with the Extra Factor. It's been so far, it's been good. So
We're going to play Innuendo Bingo in a minute, because
yes!
I know that you really want to.
It's my favourite game.
Is it?
Honestly, it is a perfect... How many times have I played it now? My fourth time?
This will be your third, I think. What have you done to your hat already?
Well, I've made sure today that whilst wearing my hat in Bingo Uendo, I've managed to put a nice little shower cap on it. Yeah.
So, just so his hat doesn't get ruined, he's put a nice shower cap.
It's all about the hat.
It is, yeah. You don't want to ruin that hat. You're probably going somewhere else after this.
That's going on holiday with me, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say where, but...
Is it that... Hang on a second. Is that the holiday you're going on with Craig David and JLS? Or is that already happened?
No, that I can't do it.
Oh.
Gutted.
They were very much looking forward to
it. I know. Tell me about it. And it just reiterates, is that right?
Reiterates, yes.
The fact that they think I'm boring anyway, so it just makes me look even more boring. I'm gutted.
Well, you're a true lad.
I'm a true lad.
True lad. Okay, so we're going to play Innuendo Bingo in a minute. We might do a three-way today, I think. So it could be Ollie Murs, Becky and Chris.
It's the fourth time.
Yeah.
I love this game. It's brilliant.
Okay, so we've got some new clips for you.
And I did a cracker earlier, but I can't say it on air, unfortunately. I have to tell you off air, but it was a cracker.
It was a cracker.
Didn't I? I did one earlier, and it was, honestly, you guys would have, if that was recorded, it would have definitely have made the show. 100%.
I like it. He's thinking, oh, that would have been a good one for Millsy.
I know I've left the listeners hanging there, but honestly, it's very funny.
So we're going to play bingo in a minute with Ollie Murs. I also believe that we will be able to see it, obviously, on the live webcam. But today we have some kind of major machine going on, which allows us to see it in slow motion afterwards. Is that correct? Tomorrow.
Yeah, it takes quite a while because it's such a slow-mo. It takes like, all that
slow-mo.
Time to kind of...
Slow-mo, but you'll be able to see that tomorrow. And I like it when they do slow-mo.
So you will be able to check us out tomorrow on slow-mo.
Why did I do that? I just thought it was
And halfway through you were like, why am I doing this?
You had to carry on.
And your face is real like... Oh, what are you doing? Seriously.
He's lost it.
I've lost the plot tonight. Honestly, I need to sleep.
Okay, so anywhere to bingo, you can watch it on the Radio 1 website next with Ollie Murs, Becky and Chris at bbc.co.uk/radio1 to put your live webcam on now. This new tune is brilliant that you've got.
Ah, thanks, Scott.
How did it come about that you worked with Rizzle Kicks then?
Do you know what? We put the track together. Preston and Alex Smith wrote the song and they put it towards me. And I was like, yeah, this is really, really cool. Went and vocaled it, thought this sounds amazing. And then basically we then you know, wanted to get some rappers on it or a rapper. And we was looking around the market, who could we get? And then someone...
Who did you turn down?
No, we didn't turn down anyone, literally.
Oh, God, not Ludacris again.
No, we didn't turn down anyone. No, I wish. I would love to have got Ludacris. He's cool, but the Rizzle Kicks were just perfect choice. We just went on the internet and someone said, look, let's have a look at these guys. These guys are really, really cool. And we listened to a couple of their songs and I was like, and it was before Down With The Trumpets was actually, you know, went out mainstream. Mm. And it was brilliant. I was like, man, these guys are wicked. And then we got in contact with them and they're obviously down in Brighton and they heard the track and were like, yeah, man, we will up. Like, look, man, we'll definitely work with Ollie, man. You know what I mean, bruv? Yeah, Rob Freeze, true lad, isn't he? So I was like, wicked. So we spoke to Rizzle Kicks and they got on the song and they just made it their own, really. And they were really, really clever with the lyrics as well in their little rapping part in the middle eight. They made sort of like a... It was all sort of linked into football. If you listen to it, it's like team sheet and, you know, leaf from the back, I'm a skipper and all that. That's how it all came about. And then
therefore, it makes absolutely no sense to me whatsoever, would it?
Yeah, well, football. But they've... they're really good lads, and like I say, and then, you know, Down With The Trumpets has been a massive success for them. And currently we're at number one at the moment, so I'm buzzing over that at the moment, and hopefully, I've got to hold it for 5 days now.
Yeah,
so.
But it might be number one on Sunday. It
might be number one on Sunday. I'm hoping, fingers crossed.
Yeah. If it is, then you're going to have to see me again on Sunday, because I'm doing the Radio 1 chart show.
Oh, get in!
Twice in a week.
Bingiuendo again?
Bingiuendo is not...
Bingiuendo. Do you know what?
Bingiuendo is not... It doesn't happen on Sundays. You just have to be excited about being number one.
Right, Ollis, I'm really sorry. I'm just trying to get my words out. Sometimes I struggle with this Essex accent.
I know you do. It's all absolutely fine.
Apologise.
You're a true lad.
I'm a true lad.
True lad. Right, listen, we're going to play Heart Skips a Beat and then we're going to play Innuendo Bingo.
Innuendo Bingo. That's the one,
Merz.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Okay, everyone is now getting into their protective, wet weather clothing. And Ollie Murs and Becky and Chris are wearing... What are they? Are they like shower cap bonnets?
These are protective lady bonnets that we got off the chemist. You know, like old ladies wear to protect their...
Oh, okay.
You know they only get their hair washed at the hairdressers once a week?
Yes.
Under the big blower?
Yeah.
Well, we got these lady bonnets.
They look special,
covered?
Yeah, you're pretty much covered, Merz. It's all fine.
Do you know what I really love is how much preparation you guys put into this now.
Yeah.
It's
got
really
the bin
come
bags.
On.
Yeah.
Since the first time we ever done it, it was kind of like off the cuff. Now it's like the computers are covered.
Yeah, everything's covered.
Like the whole room's covered now.
Yeah. It's not that we didn't ever cover the computers before.
Of course not.
Right, so I think we're ready. Let's do this. Three people. One of them Ollie Murs. Some innuendo. One bin. Innuendo bingo. The duel.
Oh!
Oh my word.
What's happening?
I went to pass Ollie his headphones and hit him in the head.
Okay.
But it's all fine.
All right, so we have Ollie Murs here, we have Becky here, we have Chris here, all in protective gear.
Just going to grab a stool.
Go for it.
Now.
You are watching on the live webcam, hopefully, bbc.co.uk/radio1, so you can see the water being spat. What happens is I will play some clips from various TV and radio shows. Some of them may sound a little bit rude. The guys put water in their mouths, and if they find it funny, obviously the water will spit out. So you can hear this on Radio 1 and watch it on the Radio 1 website. How are you feeling about this today, Merz?
Feeling good. Always feel good about this.
You love this.
Because me
so
and
much.
Me and Dave, like last time it was me and Dave, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And we picked on you, didn't we, Bex, a little bit.
Wasn't the best day.
You alright, Chris?
Yeah, I'm up for that actually.
Chris pick normally Becky, gets soaked in this game when it's just him and Becky, so
sussing out the competition right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, if we could all start with taking some water in our mouths, please, for the first clip of Innuendo Pinko.
I love this game.
You do, really?
It's the best game ever.
It fills him with so much joy.
You need to do a board game. This needs to be a board game.
Yes, Merz.
It definitely needs to be.
Yeah, I agree.
And someone needs to be like, instead of like, you know, someone reads it out of like a card or something, so you write loads of really cool innuendos down and just be brilliant. Proper good drinking
game. All right,
game.
Just shut up and drink the water. Got it?
Mm-hmm.
Everyone got some? I hope you're watching this on the website. Okay, here we go. Get yourself comfy there. Thank you to Rich off Peterborough for this one. And this from Jamie Cook's Summer on TV.
After about an hour, the coals are super hot and ready to cook over. Now for the spit roast. This is the ultimate kind of Huckleberry Finn spit roast, isn't it, Big Boy?
Yeah, so sorry, mate.
What happened there?
I'm so sorry.
What happened?
I just spat over Merz.
Oh, really badly as well. Oh, wet face already. There we are.
This protective clothing is not doing anything for me.
It's not because there's none on your face.
Oh, that was a good one.
That was a good one.
Okay.
I like the way they both picked on me then as well.
I know. Right, new water, please.
That's right, that's it. This is where the games begin.
Come on. Thank you to Jonathan who sent this one in. Got it? And this is about Trevor Brooking's alarm clock from Five Live. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm. Well, quite eerily, it's a...
Is it? Oh, listen to that. It is one of those. So what does that mean in terms of the score?
It's 1-0 to Manchester United.
1-0 to Manchester United. Going to form so far. It is. And there's a snooze button on it, is there, Trevor?
Yeah. I mean, it takes a while to penetrate me, but yes. No, I have to then stretch the arm out to turn it off.
Oh, my word. No one came well out of that one.
Absolutely.
Oh, Merz. I've never seen you. That's hilarious.
This is a one-sided battle.
Right, stop picking on Merz. My
Radio 1 Scott Mills team versus me.
To be fair, Becky's not looking the best.
It's one of those days where I really wish I'd worn waterproof mascara.
It's all over Becky's face. I'm getting away with this. Good.
You're doing real well, Chris.
Mate.
Okay, more water, please.
How many have we got?
Oh, quite a few. So glad your hat isn't getting wet. Everything else is, but Ollie Merz's hat is intact. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, they've all got water in their mouths, and this next one was sent in by Matt. Thanks, Matt.
Now, I wonder where John's disappeared to. It is a treat to be in such a delightful building.
Jeff, I have to say, this is a wonderful glory hole. I'm not surprised you've decided to get...
Oh, I got him right down the back.
Right. Who came out worse there, Chris? I think Chris.
Chris, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, it's right down my back.
Oh, everyone's got really cold now. Okay, we've got two more.
Mm-hmm. Right.
More water, please. Becky, your makeup's running.
Mm-hmm.
For your lady bonnets. Here we go.
Oh.
It wasn't even funny.
Lady bonnets isn't one.
Where my trousers are.
Lady bonnets isn't one.
Lady bonnets isn't one.
No, it isn't, right. Chaos okay. Today. More water, please.
Come on.
Going for you.
Come on, guys. Ready? Everyone got water?
Mm-hmm.
Have you got it, Merz?
Mm-hmm.
Right. This next one was sent in by Luke.
Well, that's super, isn't it? Do you like it, girls?
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah.
I can see that in my house.
Brilliant. Well, you've got a hit there, Philip. But for the audience at home, let's find out what the auctioneer thinks about Philip Allwood's nut dish. There you go, Richard. It's happening for your nuts. Thank you very much. I'll keep my nuts in it.
Yes! Everyone's still got the water in their mouths. Yes. Swallow.
Oh.
Well done. That was
That's
a good
one. First time in innuendo history.
Wow.
Is that the first time ever?
I think... Oh, not the first time ever. For you, definitely.
First time I've ever... Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. We've got one more. And... This is from Richard and Nathan, who both noticed this one, from BBC Breakfast. Water, please. Are we ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good luck, everybody. Now, in this one from BBC Breakfast, they are trying to persuade the presenter to take his coat off, just so you're aware. Here we go.
Debbie, I've been asked to have a pop at the hoop earlier. You've actually got a hoop, haven't you, already?
I have, yes, but I stood about 2 feet away from it, so it was rather easier than when you're going to shoot from now.
Still, plenty better than me, and I'm not going to have a go right now. I'm just going to pass that to somebody else.
No, because we want you to have another go, Ori. Come on.
Jack it off. Jack it off.
You're joking.
Come on, jack it off.
All right.
Or you can undo it, whatever
okay,
you like.
Right.
Ah, oh, what a great game.
Right, you want to do this every time you come into Radio 1, don't you?
Honestly,
like the rest of your life.
Every time, Scott, every time.
Ah, right, thank you very much. I think who came off worse today? I think a combination of Merz and... Yeah, definitely Ollie,
I
actually.
I got destroyed.
But you enjoyed it. You still... He loves it.
I love it.
It's for him, it's like being in a water park. He loves it. hope you enjoyed watching that if you did on the Radio 1 website. Thank you very much, Ollie, for coming in. The best of luck for Sunday.
Pleasure. Thanks, everyone.
Thanks, Ollie.
Woo-hoo!
Radio 1 Podcasts.
George says, I've just watched that online for the first time. I'll be doing it again. Absolutely hilarious. Some brilliant innuendos from yourselves while you were doing that game. It's just hard not to, really. Chris in Oxford is ruffling. Ollie Merz looks hot even when he's wet, says Alex from Torquay. There'll be some slow-mo videos of that tomorrow. That would be brilliant slow-mo. You've got to get that in your life tomorrow on the Radio 1 website. There was a lot of spitting going on there. Your mascara is ruined. I hope you're not going anywhere after this. Wow. And thank you very much to Ollie Merz for playing Innuendo Bingo, his favourite game.
BBC Radio 1 Podcast.
Oh, good. We have got some clips of this show that Chris was talking about, The Bachelor, with Gavin Henson. We need to get involved with this, seriously. It was on last week. Yeah. We found some good bits to play. It's going to be my new favourite. I'm rubbing my hands together again. That's so weird. I never do that. Why am I suddenly doing that today?
Someone texted earlier saying they sound like they need a good bit of moisturiser.
They do, actually.
They are quite rough. It's not like you've got a manual labour job, is it?
Yeah, it's not like I'm down the mines or anything, is it?
Well, no, I didn't mean down the mines. I meant like it's not like you just delicately press a button every few minutes.
I don't
minutes.
Use my hands. I've got some moisturiser here, actually. So
you're going to cream
fine.
Up?
Oh, yeah, I've creamed up. Oh, there we are. They sound soft now. Would you like to hear some live music from earlier?
Sounds worse.
From the it does sound a lot worse, actually.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Earlier, Chris from the show was telling me about these new programmes that I need to watch. A lot of them are on quite late at night. And they're not the things that you would normally first watch, but I've now set up my planner with a whole load of new shows. Rock of Love, sadly, is finished. We need a new series of that.
Yeah, definitely.
Tequila was a good one back in the day. They're all on like Viva at 2 a.m., 4 a.m., whenever. But you can record them, and that's what I'm doing.
Right.
The new one is The Bachelor, featuring Gavin Henson as The Bachelor. Now, I've seen the American version of this. Basically, it's a guy who wants to find love, and loads of girls go on the show and try and woo him, and they go on dates and stuff. But then it's quite awkward, because... Have you seen it, Becky? It's kind of like they have to go in a line, like line up and meet him, and then have to go on separate dates. It's the same one here.
It's actually pretty similar to Rock of Love.
Right, yeah. So it's loads of girls, and they're all going for one bloke.
Yeah.
And it just turns out that this guy is Gavin Henson. Is it good?
It's brilliant.
Why is it good?
Because it's not the best, but it's funny because it is. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's exactly that kind of show. It's brilliant.
So here is what the girls want on The Bachelor.
I want love. I want incontrollable, passionate, I can't stop thinking about you love. And I haven't found it.
I think about finding the right man every day. I know what I want and I'm not going to stop until I get it.
What is in the films, what is in the fairy tales really does exist. But I haven't found and I haven't felt that kind of love that I'm really looking for.
So what's the first thing you do? Go on Channel 5 and try and find it. Love the music in the back. The high energy disco music really adds something, doesn't it?
It's no expense spared. No,
absolutely. Right, and here's what Gavin wants.
I've only ever had two relationships.
Sad music.
Back in school when I was about 17, that lasted about 6 months. My next relationship then was with Charlotte Church and that lasted for 5 years. But obviously that's come to an end now. She's moved on and I suppose I'm ready to move on now.
By also going on a TV show on Channel 5. Do you think Charlotte Church is watching this and going, OMG, what is going on? So the girls are going to meet Gavin for the first time. And he meets Vicky, and she's, like, well exotic with her language and all that.
Mi amo Vicky.
Is that Spanish? I think it is.
Mi amo Vicky. I'm from Vicky.
Vicky, is it?
Yes.
Okay, Gavin.
Sorry, I like speaking Spanish.
Okay. Does that work? Like, if a girl speaks Spanish to you from the off and she's not actually Spanish, do you think that... Does that get...
Well, if she likes speaking it, she can speak it.
Yeah. But she's trying to impress Gavin.
Well, it's like when you try to... impress Enrique with your Spanish.
Yeah, I same, I suppose.
Me and Will Vicky. I'm Vicky.
Vicky, is it?
Yes.
Okay, Gavin.
Sorry, I like speaking Spanish.
And the girls continue to be just as exotic as Vicky.
Jubilé.
Jubilé.
Yeah, what? I'm from Lithuania.
Lithuania.
And I'm a real lady, so I hope you are the real gentleman, because my country just run out of real gentlemen.
Oh, okay, well, I'll try to help you out there.
Yeah, that's really good that she's a real lady.
It is, actually. Do you remember that? Wasn't there a reality show where one of them wasn't?
Yeah.
Was the prize and she wasn't actually a real lady,
no.
Wasn't it a man?
It was a man. Yeah. So it is good that she's a real lady.
Jubilé.
Jubilé.
Yeah, wow. I'm from Lithuania.
Lithuania.
And I'm a real lady.
Oh, I bet Gavin's pleased about that.
I think she sounds a bit like, do you remember Rimmer?
Yes, it's probably Rimmer, your internet lover.
Yeah.
Possibly. But there are no good men left in Lithuania, so stop press. So that's why she's going for rugby player Gavin Henson.
Of course.
Here's the next one.
Sexy.
Oh, thanks.
Oh, God. That's not the opening gambit, is it?
You look sexy.
Oh, thanks.
Nice to meet you.
I'm Gavin.
Ooh, yeah. Nice.
What's your name, sorry?
Carrie-Anne.
Nervous about meeting the Bachelor. If it was just me and him, I have no doubt that he'd fall in love with me. Because I think that I'm going to be prettier than most of them. Well, all of them.
Prettier than all of them, yeah.
I love it that she's doing that voice, you know, like...
Hello.
Some people do their boyfriends and girlfriends.
Cutesy voice.
I'm just going to be, like, prettier.
I don't actually speak like this.
But I love you and I miss you, okay, bye.
So I'm just doing my love voice.
This is how we talk to each other when we're off air,
yeah,
isn't it?
Off air, yeah. Obviously.
Bit weird.
Scott, have you got the questions for Ollie Murs?
Becky, what song shall I play next? Shall I play Tiny Temper or One Direction?
I love that one.
Oh. Speak to you later, bye, bye. Bye.
Love you. Love you.
Bye.
You hang
bye.
Up.
No, okay. You hang up.
There's loads of people. You must have heard this. We overhear people all the time doing the love voice when they're on the phone to their girlfriend or boyfriend. It's a different. It's a completely different voice to their normal voice.
I don't do the love voice.
Yeah, I'm like, okay. You're okay. Are you okay? Are you all right?
Maybe I do.
You do. You must do. Everyone does it. Well, not everyone, but you sure? Okay, I'll speak to you later then. Bye. And that's exactly... She was doing the love voice there. She
wasn't even going out with him yet, and she's doing it already.
She's already doing the love voice for Henson. I need to watch this. It's on later this week.
Radio 1 podcast.
If you go on the Radio 1 website, you can still watch all the videos from Edinburgh last week. Everyone else feel that was ages ago? It's like, almost like it didn't happen.
It's like a dream sequence.
Yeah. Fun and Filth Cabaret. Video's still online. You can watch... a Nigerian drag queen sat on Joey Essex. You can watch The Hoff and me singing Guy Love. You can watch Frisky and Manish do their thing. You can watch Piff the Magic Dragon and Edith doing her dance of Venus. This time last week, we're about to get ready to go and rehearse with Dappy. Oh, good memories.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcast.
You know this advert on TV? Everyone's seen this.
I like...
old movies.
And where they end up together, just singing an accidental duet. Well, we sent Chris out onto the streets early to see if it actually works in real life.
Maybe you're a mixed grill. Let's go for a naan and we'll see. I like Peshwari, but that's just me.
You're a mixed grill.
Maybe you're a mixed grill.
I like this bit.
My name is Chris.
Bit busier, this place.
I like Watford FC. I'm 24 years old. And I like the Chinese. You look like you enjoy a buffet.
Oh, yeah, that's really going to get you a date. So that in full will be on the free download tomorrow. Also, Ollie Murs, who is genuinely loving innuendo bingo.
I love this game.
You do, really?
It's the best game ever.
It fills him with so much joy. It really does. And here's a bit of Murs from earlier, getting wet through, absolutely soaked. Thank you to Rich off Peterborough for this one. And this from Jamie Cook's Summer on TV.
After about an hour, the coals are super hot and ready to cook over. Now for the spit roast. This is the ultimate kind of Huckleberry Finn spit roast, isn't it, Big Boy?
I'm so sorry, mate.
What happened there?
I'm so sorry.
What happened?
I've just spat over Merz.
Oh, really badly as well. Oh, wet face already. There we are.
This protective clothing's not doing anything for me.
It's not because there's none on your face.
Oh, that was a good one.
That was a good one.
Okay.
I like the way they both picked on me then as well.
All that will be on your free download tomorrow. Get it from the Radio 1 website.
BBC Radio 1 podcast.
Phil in Sheffield has just watched one of the Angelos videos from last week on the Fun and Filth Cabaret. He was good last week. It was so good to have him on every day. What was your favourite interview with Angelos? Was it the Hoff?
The Hoff was good. Dappy, when Dappy almost walked off.
And my really uncomfortable one.
But yeah, also yours, when he asked you how much your teeth were.
Oh, God. Makes me feel a little bit sick.
And you had to defend your really expensive teeth. Oh, actually, my favourite moment of that interview was when he compared Grimmy to Toby Anstis.
Ah, and
he
I
used
laughed
to do,
a
like,
little
children's
bit.
Children's TV back in the day.
I laughed a little bit too much.
You did. I thought Scott's gone.
I was like, ah, ha, 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 ha. Just for a few seconds too long. Right, what's everyone doing tonight, please?
I'm going home to watch Telly.
I'm off to see the Inbetweeners film.
Oh, hang on a second. You're like the biggest fan of that. That's been out.
I saw it before you, yes.
How have you not seen that till now?
I've had to wait till Dougsy, my mate, comes home, basically, because we agreed to watch it together.
Oh, that's quite cute,
yeah,
though.
I've had to hold out.
You would have been there. You'd have been one of the first people in the queue. Mm. But you've waited for Dougs. That's quite sweet.
Mm.
Okay, so you can let us know what you think. You're not planning to take your gran or anything like some of our listeners yesterday?
No chance.
God, no. Tomorrow on the show will be Paul O'Grady. Very funny man. So we'll get him in at 5 o'clock-ish tomorrow. Got any questions for Paul O'Grady?
He was hilarious last time he came on.
Really funny.
It's
so,
just like you give him a topic and he's like... Bam, 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 bam,
yeah,
bam,
I won't
bam,
have to ask any questions at all.
BBC Radio 1 podcast.
BBC Radio 1.
That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the Matt Edmondson Show? Available to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.